What should you be watching in the week ahead? We expect headlines from major retailers, some news about housing, and even some Fed minutes. I'm John Werdock. We'll get some thoughts from the chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
Joining us on the line is Jim Paulson. He's the chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management. Jim, how are you doing?
Doing well.
What should we keep an eye on in the week ahead?
Well, I think the retailer news will continue to be scrutinized. We've already gotten a fair amount of that last week here with the retail sales numbers that came out for last month that were weak. And we've also had mostly weak reports from brick-and-mortar retailers in particular. So that story's out there a bit, but it will be monitored. I think the big news next week, of course, is going to be Fed minutes to see if there's any clues that can be gained as far as what the Fed may or may not do here coming up in December. They'll be widely scrutinized, particularly now that the stock market is coming down. And I think the market is also going to be watching the CPI report pretty closely, and as well as some of the other, housing reports, industrial production, just to see if reports economically remain strong enough to allow the Fed to have the path to start tightening in December. I mean, with some of the weak reports we got last week on producer prices, for example, for retail sales numbers, there's now kind of a growing belief that if the numbers go weak, maybe the Fed will have to back off in December again. So I think they're going to be watching for how strong economic reports are overall.
The retail earnings news, you have Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's, Target, Staples. You can even throw in Lazy Boy if you want, and Dick's Sporting Goods. I guess this is going to be the week when we learn just how retailers are doing these days against expectations and ahead of the upcoming holiday season.
Yeah, but we've been having some of that. We've had Nordstrom's, we had JCPenney's. We've started to have some of that leak out, and then we had the retail numbers in general. I think going in, there's a sense there's been a general weakness, pause in the consumer here, heading into the holiday season. That's a bit of a concern around retailers. Those stocks have rolled over and done worse, but we'll get a lot more color in that in the upcoming week.
Is it time to push the panic button on the upcoming holiday shopping season? Are you concerned?
I still feel pretty good about it. I don't know if that's right or not, but the environment around it to me is more important than anything. And that, when I look at the strength of the job market, we're coming off the third quarter where real personal consumption was up at a 3.2% pace. So there's consumers spending money. They continue to get great support from the job market, and now wages are going up as well. They're looking at incredible gift in the form of lower energy prices. We've had a bit of a decent rally here in stocks. Maybe we'll see if that holds. But that's a pretty positive environment heading into the holiday season. And normally when you get that, you get a pretty good holiday spending season. So I'm still more on the optimistic side for what we'll do in the month of December.
And we also get news on housing, a twin set of reports, home builders and then housing starts as we head toward the midweek. What's your sense of how housing and real estate is doing these days?
I think it's been doing pretty well. Most of the residential real estate numbers have been up. We're close to the highest levels of activity and starts, for example, that we've been at in this recovery. I think this month we won't really get a read on it, but we will in the following month get a read on how home buyers are responding to a little higher mortgage rates. The lift here in mortgage rates and 10-year treasury yields of late, as people start to build in the expectation that the Fed may start to tighten, does that have some immediate impact shutting down home buyers, or will it actually increase activity as people try to rush to get in before rates go up? That's what we'll see, not so much next week, but in the next monthly report.
And if I have some money out there, and I'm thinking of investing, what thoughts, what comments, what insights would you have for investors right now?
Well, I'm of the view that it's going to be continue to be kind of a struggle and a slog here for the U.S. stock market going into next year. We're already coming back down a little bit here. It'll be interesting to see if we hold at some of these technical levels. I'm sure that'll be a focus of next week as well. Does the S&P break below 2,000 again? Those kind of questions. I would, if I'd do anything, I'd allocate more away from the United States markets abroad, whether it's developed or emerging markets. You know, U.S. has dominated global stock markets for the last 4 years, so most foreign markets are a much better relative value right now relative to the U.S. They also have hospitable policy officials supporting their markets, where our policy officials are turning more hostile. They've got companies whose earnings cycle is in a much different place than the U.S. We're close to full employment with maximum profit margins and earnings growth that's slowing, whereas most companies abroad are still having a recession recovery in their earnings ahead. So I think there's a lot of good reasons to look at maximizing exposure overseas in the equity market as opposed to the United States.
Jim Paulson, Chief Investment Strategist at Wills Capital Management. Jim, thanks for your thoughts and thanks for the time.
You bet. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.